You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I get bored with men quickly. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 32-year-old woman, single woman. I am afraid that I will be a certified loner all of my life because I get bored with men quickly. Maybe I'm attracted to the wrong men, so I'm writing you because it's cheaper than a therapist. I was dating a guy that pursued me for months. I liked him a lot, but played it off so I could be pursued. After a few dozen roses being sent to me, I agreed to go out with him. Our first few dates were great, but he's not big on opening doors for me and pulling out my chair when we dined out. He smelled good and he was nicely groomed, but he wore sneakers with everything. He also started talking about sex too soon and made jokes about my curves that were distasteful. I guess you would say I'm a hopeless romantic and I've watched too many black and white movies. So I expect to have a love story similar to what I see in the movies. I get bored quickly and start to lose interest in the men when things don't go as I had imagined. I tried online dating, and recently I met a man that checked all of the boxes, but he has a six-year-old child. He has sole custody, and he is the sweetest girl dad. Everything was going great, and his child even went on a few dates with us. I got baby fever really bad, and he said he could see us having children together. I prayed that I wouldn't lose interest or get bored with him, but I did right after we made love for the first time. It was boring, and he doesn't know what he's doing. He said he was nervous, but he's in his 40s, so he should know better. I'm still with him, and I'm bored. He knows something is wrong, but I don't want to be honest. I'm a big part of the problem. So how do I fix myself? Why do I get bored quickly? Well, you told us what you don't like, but not really what you do like. I mean, honestly, it sounds like you're looking for perfection from these men. Like maybe you think what you see in the movies, these black and white movies that you watch, maybe you think that's real life. Well, that's not real, those movies. It's nothing wrong with wanting a gentleman to open doors for you and pull your chair out for you. Nothing wrong with that at all. But the guy you dated wasn't that. And the sex talk was too soon for you, you said. Well, that's who he is. You didn't like it and you moved on from him. Good. He wasn't for you. It didn't mean he was boring necessarily. He just wasn't your type. Second guy, nice guy, boring in the bedroom, according to you. Wasn't your first time. It was his first time, he said. And he said he was nervous, which I believe because he could have been nervous the first time. And just because someone's in their 40s doesn't mean he automatically knows how to please you. These things take time. You got to get to know each other. You got to talk to each other, communicate what you like, what you don't like. You are half of the problem, because in order for anything or any relationship to work, you got to put in some work. But you don't, you want everything just so perfect immediately. And you're gone because you're bored if it's not that. No one's saying you have to stay in an unfulfilling situation, but you should give a good man a chance. That's all I'm saying. Steve?
It's an interesting letter from this young lady that's 32 years old, so I'll try to approach this from a dad standpoint. And what I know about men, which is a lot. I know a lot about men. Not that great on women, but I know a heck of a lot about men. But once you get into relationship, I can tell you where his head is at. You're afraid that you'll be a certified loner all of your life because I get bored with men quickly. There's a huge part of your problem in that first line. I get bored with men quickly. So guess what's going to continue to happen? You're going to get bored with men quickly because you've accepted that as a flaw. You've done nothing to change it. So you've just accepted it. So now here we are. Okay, you think it's cheaper than a therapist? I'll do what I can do. I liked him a lot. I met a guy, pursued me for months. After a dozen roses, he said I agreed to go out with him. First dates was great, but he wasn't big on opening doors, pulling out chairs. When we went out, he smelled good, really groomed. But he wore sneakers with everything. That can be changed. Damn. Some dudes don't know no better. And that's what people do now. They wear sneakers with everything. That could have been changed. So, and the don't open doors and pulling out chairs, that could have been changed. I tell women this all the time. You can train a man how to treat you. If you go to the door and you stand there and that door, then he don't see that you've been waiting on him to open it, he gon', you know, that's it. You all go out to dinner, just stand at your chair. Marjorie don't open no doors. We go to dinner, Marjorie stand at her chair. She know I'm coming. And if something happened and throw me off, she stand right there. You could have good did that. I expect to have a love story like you see in the movies. Here we go right back again. I get bored quickly and start to lose interest in men when things don't go as I had imagined. Okay, you keep losing men because it don't go as how you had imagined. Let me say this before we go to break. You have all these expectations in this letter, and I've heard no expectations of yourself in this letter.
All right, Steve.
This is a very one-sided relationship you're trying to have. I'll tell you the rest of it when I come back.
All right, hold it right there. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I get bored with men quickly. We'll get back into it right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all, in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I get bored with men quickly.
Well, like I said, this is the problem in this whole letter. This young lady gets bored with men quickly. And so all throughout the letter, she meets a guy. He was everything. He was nice. He just wasn't big on chivalry. He don't pull out chairs, open doors. And he dressed nice, but he wears sneakers with everything. All those three things you just said changed. He ain't mistreating you in this letter. You know, he's not kind. He didn't open a door and he didn't pull out a chair. It's because chivalry has not been taught to him. But you could teach it to him. And the fact that he wears sneakers with everything, you could have worked with that. See, all these expectations in this letter, like I said before we went on break, the problem is you have no expectations of yourself. There are women who have got with men who weren't complete and worked on completing them. But you ain't willing to do that. You want Mr. Ready Made. But you're not. I tell you that. But you're not. I don't see you building a man up. I don't see you getting ready to support him. I don't see none of that. All right, so that one didn't happen. Then you say he also started talking about having sex too soon. And he made jokes about your curves that were distasteful. Okay, all that could have been worked out. Anyway, I guess you would say I'm a hopeless romantic because I watch a lot of black and white movies. I expect to have a love story similar to what I see in the movie. You know how old black and white movies is? It don't work like that in the movies. This is real life. You got to put in some work. Then you go right back to saying, I get bored quickly and I start to lose interest in men when things don't go as I had imagined. So you're going to let your imagination mess you up for the rest of your life. Because the reality of it is, nobody's perfect. Everybody has to make some little adjustments, and that would include you. All right, then you recently met this man online, and guess what? Checked all the boxes, but he had a 6-year-old child. Sole custody, he's the sweetest girl dad. Everything was going great. His child even went on a few dates with us. I got baby fever really bad, and he said he could see us having children together. Okay, let me ask you a question, Shirley. When she said I got baby fever real bad, that means she wanted to have a baby?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Okay, cool. All right, now. And he said he could see us having children together. I prayed that I wouldn't lose interest or get bored with him, but I did. Well, let's find out why. Right after we made love for the first time, it was boring, and he doesn't know what he's doing. Okay. He said he was nervous, but he's in his 40s, so he should know better. There you go again. There you go again. He was nervous, you said, but he in his 40s, he ought to know what he's doing. Well, but you got to give the man a chance. Anyway, let me get... Okay, so now here we go. This is another man that's slipping out. Perfect. Checked all the boxes. His love making is a little bit boring. You know what? Is it that these men are boring or you too damn much? Which one could it be? Because right now you have no criticism of yourself except you get bored quickly. I'm still with him and I'm bored. Okay, lady, let the man go. Let him go. Because I bet you it's a woman out there will take all this little boredom you're talking about and turn it into something. He knows something's wrong, but I don't want to be honest. Well, you're not honest in it throughout this letter with them or yourself. So how do I fix myself? Why do I get bored quickly? Well, I think you get bored quickly because, number one, you say you get bored quickly. You know, you are as you think. Whatever you set upon yourself in words is going to manifest itself in deeds and actions. You keep saying you bored with me and quickly. Therefore, anything that happened, you can now justify what you said. I get bored quickly. Stop saying that. I tell you this one other time before. If you keep saying I'm not a morning person, every morning you ain't going to be a morning person. When you going to quit doing that to yourself? Stop saying you get bored with me and quickly. Start finding ways to stay with somebody instead of trying to find a way to leave somebody. It don't take nothing for you to leave. And I got news for you. The bedroom seems really important to you. So let me, Ted, say something to you, little miss. I get bored often. Since the bedroom seems to be so important to you.
Ew.
I'm assuming you've spent a lot of time working on your expertise in that area. And because somebody else ain't put the same amount of time into being an expert in bed like you, now you bored with them. But where has that expertise in bed gotten you? By your damn self. That's what it's done. I just want to say this to you, young lady. Before you destroy another man talking about what they ain't, what's wrong with you? You talking about how you fix yourself? You need to, first of all, fix your expectations and start putting some on yourself, because you have no expectations on yourself. All your expectations are on these men, and ain't none of them been able to live up to it.
All right.
Checking all the boxes, so when we get in this bed, you boring.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.